Hi, I'm Marcus Jones, Chief Digital Officer at Premier, which produces this podcast and many others. Like you, I love listening to these amazing podcasts. I also love hearing about the people who are impacted by them, like Sheila from Cheshire. Sheila's parents were both sick and she was going through a difficult time taking care of them. But she started listening to Premier's podcasts and God spoke to her through them with just the right thing she needed to hear at just the right moment. She felt reassured that God had it in hand and that her parents would be safe. It's incredible to know how important these podcasts are to so many, but they are listener funded, which means we need your support to keep them going for people like Sheila. This week, we come to the end of our financial year with our funding need yet to be met. Would you consider a donation today to help us reach more people like Sheila with hope and encouragement through our podcasts? Give your gift today at premier.plus/donate. That's premier.plus/donate. Thank you.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 26. Some people are always greedy for more, but the godly love to give. Longing for more money and possessions is a terrible disease, but our materialistic society is built on the assumption that that is how we should all live. Long ago, the Greek philosopher Epicurus wrote this, "Nothing is enough to the man for whom enough is too little." And yet the place of true peace and contentment is where you know you have enough and have no desire to find more. The Apostle Paul said that he had learned how to be content with whatever I have. "I know," he said, "how to live on almost nothing or with everything." That comes from Philippians chapter 4. God's desire for us is that our focus should never be upon seeking to acquire more, but to become better at giving. I love seeing generosity, and I hope that I'm always learning from the example of other people. I have a friend who always carries a significant number of banknotes with him. He once explained to me why. He said, "You never know when the Lord might give you the opportunity to bless another person." I love that. He not only has a generous heart, but has the money in the right place to be able to act. Of course, generosity isn't all about money, but the way in which we use our money will often reveal what's going on in our hearts. God calls us to be generous with our time, our talents, our possessions, and our futures. Generosity is the calling of every Christian because God is generous and he wants us to reflect his nature. When the Apostle Paul wrote his second letter to the Corinthian church, he encouraged them to give generously to support those suffering from famine in Jerusalem. He reminded them of the principle of the harvest. He wrote, "God is the one who provides seed for the farmer and then bread to eat. In the same way, he will provide and increase your resources and then produce a great harvest of generosity in you. Yes, you will be enriched in every way so that you can always be generous." Living generously is the most exciting way to live. It may or may not involve money, but we can be sure that God will always make it possible for us to be generous. So let me ask you a question. In what ways can you be generous today? And now let me pray with you. Loving Father, thank you for the incredible generosity that you've always shown to us. Help us to live more generously as we get to know you better. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
Hi. Hi, I'm Marcus Jones, Chief Digital Officer at Premier, which produces this podcast and many others. Like you, I love listening to these amazing podcasts. I also love hearing about the people who are impacted by them, like Sheila from Cheshire. Sheila's parents were both sick and she was going through a difficult time taking care of them. But she started listening to Premier's podcasts and God spoke to her through them with just the right thing she needed to hear at just the right moment. She felt reassured that God had it in hand and that her parents would be safe. It's incredible to know how important these podcasts are to so many, but they are listener funded, which means we need your support to keep them going for people like Sheila. This week, we come to the end of our financial year with our funding need yet to be met. Would you consider a donation today to help us reach more people like Sheila with hope and encouragement through our podcasts? Give your gift today at premier.plus/donate. That's premier.plus/donate. Thank you.